All right. Welcome in Toilets to Titles, episode number 79. As you can see, I have a guest who's probably had the most recurring spots on this show from the jump. I think he was on episode 2. He's probably been on one episode about per every 10 episodes we release. And that is my guy, Shane Hallam, at Shane P. Hallam on the Twitter. Shane, what's cooking?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. I appreciate it. I always love coming on. It's just fun to talk to you and talk to the guys and cuddle up, you know. So I'm good. How about you? How are you doing?
Good, man. I had a long day. I had school today. I'm happy. I heard Ronaldo went back to Manchester United, so I'm pretty fired up about that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I'm fired up. I'm feeling good. I'm ready for the season, and I'm ready to talk to you about your latest endeavor here. Before we do that, you're in Frankenstein year 2. How are you feeling about your roster?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I think it actually worked out really well for me. So, right, I mean, last year I was one game away from winning it all. So I have to kind of defend that again. But I thought things shook down decently, you know, maybe not the ideal that I wanted, but it came out pretty good. You know, I got Justin Fields in the rookie part, and
You and I
were talking about it. Like we have, you know, not similar players, but I think similar roster. I went on your Dallas Cowboys. So last year was the Cardinals. I got Kyler and Nuke, and this year I got Dak, I got Zeke, I got CeeDee Lamb, and Michael Gallup. So I'm I'm pushing there, and it worked out well. Week one, I think the team I'm playing has, I think, Darren Waller and George Kittle, perhaps.
Ooh.
So I didn't take a tight end to the last two rounds. So that'll be my first steal. And then I'll be running free. My running backs and receivers are great because I didn't go tight end at all.
Man, I'm a little worried. I'm not going to lie. I play Faith week one. And ooh, her roster is, I've looked at it, it's solid from top to bottom. You know, there's some running backs I like, definitely quarterbacks. But I'm just, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup. She knew what she was doing when she drafted, and she drafted well. How do you feel about the rules, how everything – last year it was kind of – the idea was there, but it wasn't necessarily inputted correctly. This year, I think everything is correct. Like, I think this year is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be what we wanted it to be when we planned this thing. What are your thoughts on all that?
I'm excited, interested for the role changes. You know, probably the biggest thing to me, just as, you know, playing last year to this year, is not being able to, when I steal someone's player, to give them a player off my bench, right? It has to be a starter.
And so I thought that was the rule, even though I made the rule last year, I thought that was a rule. So every time I took a player, I gave a starter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I have receipts. Like, I was so dumb. Very dumb. Self-sabotage.
I forget who I drafted last year in the last round. Was a nobody quarterback, and I gave him away week one. You know, that was the plan. So not this year, but I set my team up so that week one I can get that stud tight end and give him, you know, Adam Trautman or something, and or Jared Cook, and then boom, I'll be, you know, off to the races. So I think it's going to be fun. I like having the three different divisions. I think will be a good time to, you know, just to see how all these different teams play out. It was a fun draft for sure.
2022, we're going to have drafts live in Canton. All right. So we were originally going to do one draft of 12, but we've had such an overwhelming response that we might do two drafts. We might rent out a room and do Frankenstank live. So if you're out there, we got to link up.
Yes.
And we got to get you in the draft room. I need to see Shane, you know, in front of the board throwing names up there. But enough about Frankenstank, enough about me, enough about Toilets to Titles. We're going to be talking about draftcountdown.com, your new website. Give a brief intro to draftcountdown.com, then I'm going to get through some formalities again and continue talking about us, and then we'll get further into draftcountdown.com. But why don't you give everybody some background information on draftcountdown.com, what you got going on there.
So Draft Countdown is one of the, if not the first ever NFL draft website on the internet. Scott Wright, the owner, started it in 1997. He put it on the internet. So it was
you looked young. I saw him on your stream the other day. 1990. How old was we when he started that? Like 14?
He was 18. So okay. He was just fresh, you know, kind of last year of high school, right? Like the internet was a thing, and he talked about it a little bit on our podcast. If you want to search for the Draft Countdown podcast, you go to draftcountdown.com. It's on the left side or the bar in the top. You can check it out. He kind of goes through the history, but you know, that's kind of how I got started. Like I was doing fantasy, and then I have a good fantasy friend of mine I was in a league with said, hey, you know, him and I would talk about college football in the draft. He said, go to Draft Countdown. Forums are really good. So I started on there. I kind of, you know, rose up. I did a couple of things on some fantasy sites, and Scott invited me to write. I did the podcast with him for years. And so, you know, he's stepping away to do a kind of a sports card endeavor startup. And so he brought me and our friend Brian on to be managing partners of the site. So we gave it a, you know, full redesign, brought it into the modern era. And, you know, it like I said, it's been known, it's been featured in Madden. You know, he's been in, like, the site's been in Madden at one point. I can't remember which one. I have to look it up, but
you know, I played it.
Yeah, if you're drafting players, you'll see Draft Countdown pop in the you know, bottom right and tell you if it was a good or bad pick. You know, so like, you know, it has been updated for a couple years too much, but I think it's something that people know. We've definitely got a lot of great feedback of people that are like, oh, this is my favorite site, you know, back in the day. Like, I'm glad it's coming back. So, you know, we're really excited to bring it back.
I've definitely heard some positive buzz, and anything you're involved in, I'm very excited about. You can go to toilets2titles.com, and we have a link. This idea actually came from you because you were gracious enough to ask us if you could share a link to our website on yours. So we started doing that as well, and you could find a link to draftcountdown.com. And send me the link to your YouTube stream. I'll share it in the show notes tonight. And I'll also share it from our Twitter handle, Toilets to Titles, so everybody can go check that out. I recommend you subscribe. Later on, you'll find out why you should be subscribing if you don't already know Shane, because Shane knows his stuff. Every now and then, he needs a guy like me to tell him, hey, the Cowboys are going to get Micah Parsons. You know what I mean? The year before, he nailed it. He was like number one in the world and, you know, player rankings. But the year later, the next year, he just needed a guy like me to be like, hey, man, Michael Parsons is going to Dallas. And we, you know, so we've been linking up there, but Shane's definitely the brains on this episode. All right. So anyway, I mentioned toiletstotitles.com. You can find the show on Twitter at toiletstotitles. I am on the Twitter at Coach Sheps. I said earlier, Shane is on the Twitter at Shane P. Hallam. Ways you can listen to the show. We are on Apple Podcasts. We are on YouTube. We are on Podbean. We are on Spotify. We have two Facebook pages, the Toilets, the Titles page, and When a Family Breaks, which also buys, sells, trades sports memorabilia and cards. And I do recommend you go subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we are going to have like episodes, live episodes, like almost every night of the week. Tuesday nights, we're having Toilets to Titles, 8:30 p.m. in season. Wednesday nights, we're going to have Dollars to Deuces at 8. And then after that, we're going to have Joe Knows recap of the previous week. Thursday night, going into the Thursday night football game, we're going to be doing a dash of DFS, which I'm going to be hosting with Mike and our friend Joe. We're going to be talking about DFS up until the kickoff. Sunday, we're going to have a cup of Joe in the morning, talking about all the week's matchups. And then a call-in show at 10 called The Blitz, where you guys can call and ask start-sit questions with Mike and Alex. So we are pretty busy. So check out our YouTube. If you are on there, hit the like and subscribe buttons. And please feel free to comment. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/toiletstotitles. Tier one is $3 a month. Get you into the group chat on Discord. So we are 24/7. We have people from all over the globe in there. So at any point you could chime in. We got somebody who's going to answer your questions. Tier two is $5 per month. It gets you early access to the waiver wire episodes that Justin's going to be dropping for our Patreon people. I think Monday night he's going to be recording those in season. All right. And everybody on the team is going to be throwing notes in there. So he's going to be talking about our notes on who to pick up for your waiver wire. You're going to have that Monday night, after Monday Night Football. So you're going to be ready to make those waiver claims. That's $5 a month. It also gets you into the group chat on Discord, gets you into Frankenstack next year, which Shane's going to be in. We're going to have even more divisions. So Shane's going to be going on to year three. Maybe he'll be a champion next year. So that's possible. You might have to take him down. Maybe you have to take me down. I'm not sure. $10 per month is tier three. get you one-on-one roster analysis from anybody at Toilets to Titles, get you free entry into Frankenstein next year, which I believe is either $25, $35 for 10 bucks. You're getting that, all right? Get you into the group chat on Discord and early access to those waiver wire episodes. So enough of that, Shane. DraftCountdown.com. I know you gave us a little bit of your history. I know you briefly touched on the future, but let's talk, you know, near future. What do we got going on, you know, coming forward in the next few years?
So myself and Brian are handling all the content this year. And so, you know, down the line, we might do some NFL content, but it's going to be fully focused on the NFL draft. I mean, the relaunch itself has a ton of stuff if you are interested in that. I have a 7-round 2022 mock draft, which we'll talk about a little bit later. I have a 7-round 2023 mock draft, a 3-round 2024 mock draft, and I have rankings, full positional rankings for every year, every position, including long snapper. It's there. I was watching high school long snappers to prepare for the site launch. So, you know,
the kid who's out at San Diego State.
Transferred
there. Yeah. His name's Matt Giordano. Oh, no, Joe Giordano. He's a long snapper. So,
all right. I'll be on the lookout. Yeah. You know, watch San Diego State. We'll have to see. But yeah, I mean, look, so that's what I'm trying to do. It's been, that's been fun. I have some, you know, we have some articles out. Brian's a South Carolina Gamecock fan. I'm an Ohio State Buckeye alumni. So we put out kind of our top five from each of those schools. I wrote an article about who's going to be the next Zach Wilson and some possibilities, you know, who's going to be that quarterback that drives up. So, you know, that's fun. We have a podcast every week we'll be releasing. And then really the focus of the site during the college season is going to be the game notes. So, you know, him and I are splitting up the games, watching, and we're, you know, just going player by player. Here's what we saw. Here's what we didn't see. Here's what we think. And so instead of having like full player profiles, which take a lot of time, and honestly, people don't look at that much, that's going to be kind of the other option. You can go back through the games and get an idea. So that's exciting. You know, might have some NFL stuff, and we're already in the works a little bit. Next, you know, this draft season is going to be just me and him, but next year, to hopefully, if the site does well, to expand, bring on some other people, maybe add another podcast, and, you know, kind of keep expanding the site for sure.
It's awesome, man. I know we've kind of been walking that path as far as expanding. And last year we started Toilets to Titles. It was the three of us. And, you know, the great thing about this community, regardless of some of the nonsense that goes on occasion, there's so many people on here, you know, on Twitter, social media, that are as passionate about this stuff as we are. And you get to link up with these people and you get to kind of find your tribe, you know, and I've been in the process of finding my tribe. And as we've been doing that, we've been growing. So I'm excited to watch the organic growth of draftcountdown.com. You're a good dude. You have great content and it's just going to happen. Like that's the way it goes. You know, you do good, good comes to you. You put good out there, good comes to you. So definitely keep your eyes on draftcountdown.com because I have no doubt that they're going to be growing. So Shane, 2022 mock draft, I'm sure it's spot on. Let's recap this, all right? So when did you release this mock?
So I released it on relaunch. So it was released this past Monday. Yeah.
All right, so let's go through some of these picks. I see here Spencer Rattler, Houston Texans. How comfortable do you feel about this? Is this like hand the card in right now?
I'm not all the way there, right? I think Trevor Lawrence last year was like, hand the card in, right? He's going to be, we know it's going to happen. Spencer Rattler is definitely not there as a prospect, but in this class, it's, you know, it seems pretty likely. If the number one team needs a quarterback, I think it's going to be him. You know, I'm projecting there has to be a slight improvement. There has to be some things he has to improve on, but you generally think, you know, a five-star top quarterback in this class with Lincoln Riley is going to show that, right? Like, you know, they always do. So I feel pretty comfortable if I had to put the bet in that he's going to be the number one overall pick. Once again, as long as that top team needs a quarterback, he's not my top player in the class, but I think he has everything that's needed, and I think he's head and tails above what else is there.
Rich chimed in the comments as Shane rocks. All right, so I see Spencer Rattler going to the Texans, Sam Howell going to the Lions, but it seems to me like the dude of this class is the guy who's going next, Kayvon Thibodeau, the edge from Oregon. I mean, it would be hard for me to imagine Houston passing on a quarterback, but would it be wise in this case for them to pass on that quarterback and get themselves like another edge to replace? I know J.J. Watt's gone. You know, the days of J.J. Watt are gone, and this guy's a stud.
He's been a stud since day one, stepping on a college field. He's one of those players, and there's not many that I think could have went to the NFL in high school and started.
Jesus.
It's like Adrian Peterson. I think Kayvon Thibodeau is there where you watch him in high school, and you're like, this guy could play on Sundays. You know, maybe he wouldn't have been a stud, but he could have been an NFL player at 18, and I think he would have been fine. So when you have that kind of player, I compare him to Myles Garrett. I think he's a very similar prospect to Myles Garrett where, you know, you can stand him up a little bit. You can move him around a little bit. He kind of has the tenacity along with the technique, and that just that first step is like, that's what I saw with Myles Garrett. This guy's going to, you know, no one's going to be able to stop him, right? And I think Kayvon Thibodeau is the same way. So, yeah, it might be wise. I mean, they've done it before. Jadeveon Clowney, that pick, you know, over, you know, that you know, that pick was the Houston Texans have kind of been known sometimes for taking the pass rusher over the flashy player, Mario Williams over Reggie Bush back in the day. So, you know, definitely moments. But, I mean, if I assume Deshaun Watson's gone, and I don't think Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills are going to get it done. So I think it'll be a hard sell if they indeed do get the number one overall pick.
All right, so then after that, so Cincinnati's not going O-line. So let's see how their O-line plays out, but you can't pass on Thibodeau. I don't think there's any way he falls past three. The next two picks are interesting to me. Stingley, he's been, you know, there's been buzz about him since his freshman year at LSU. Like, they have studs all over that team, and he was – I think that was the year they won the national championship, right? And he was like the brightest spot on that defense. So he's a blue chip. But now after that, so that he's going four to the Jets, you have a safety going fifth. I love that. Sign me up. Kyle Hamilton, Notre Dame. Tell me a little bit about Kyle Hamilton and how you feel he fits in with Jacksonville.
Ooh, I think Kyle Hamilton's the best safety prospect we've had. In a long, long time. I think probably since, you know, Derwin James – somewhere around there, you know, because he can play two ways, right? He's someone that has that athletic makeup speed to play center field. Even there are times he's out of position, but he makes up that ground so quickly that, you know, he makes a play. Like, he kept Notre Dame. It's hard to say this for safe. I feel like he won games for Notre Dame that they should have won last year. And I hate to say that for a safety because that's rare, but there were times when, I mean, you know, he stopped 6 points, and that would have happened, and they had a punt, and, you know, Notre Dame would score. So I think he can do that, but he is tough enough to play the run. He's not this like light, you know, free safety. Like, he's heavy, he has good technique. He plays, you know, low against the run, good instincts. I think he's a top five pick. I wasn't super convinced, and I watched him this offseason. I was like, oh man, safeties are tough in season to really get a good handle on. And so I really feel like he's an absolute stud.
Man, I liked Alohi Gilman coming out of Notre Dame a few years ago. I have no idea where he is now, but I'm excited to watch Kyle Hamilton this season. I know Derwin James, when he was coming out, it was a lot of people thought he was going to Tampa that year, I believe. Like, he was – I think Tampa picked top 10, and then they ended up going with Devin White, if I'm not mistaken. And a lot of people thought it was Derwin, but I think he had some, like, injury issues. So he would have, for sure, I think, been a top 10 pick if it wasn't for that. And then he fell to, like, 17 or 18 to the Chargers, and they got a gift. So if this guy's that good, sign me up, top five. He's worthy of it. If we can see Derwin James healthy for a full 17 games, like, that would be him, Kenneth Murray, that defense, Joey Bosa, if he could stay healthy, that defense can be trouble. I think the Chargers – are going to, you know, I think people are expecting things from them because of Justin Herbert. But I think that defense can surprise people this year, man. They're pretty talented. They got Asante Samuel Jr. as well, right? He's a corner who's all over the football field. Like, he's a playmaker. He's going to get burnt here and there because he's aggressive. But when you have Derwin James behind you, you got guys like that. And Nasir Adderley, right? Is he – how's he – I know I'm kind of going off topic here, but he was a big name coming out of, what, Delaware? They got mm-hmm. him as well. Is he an NFL starter?
He didn't do much last year. I was really expecting more because I think he's the perfect complement to Derwin James. So I think we'll see him, even if it's not as a starter, as kind of a dime, you know, corner or safety type role. I like that defense can be good, and their offensive line got so much better. Like, the Chargers have a pretty complete team if they operate correctly, for sure. I'm with you.
Well, speaking of offensive line, the Philadelphia Eagles go with Evan Neal, first offensive lineman off the board, offensive tackle, Alabama. Tell me a little bit about Evan Neal.
Look, this is a defensive draft, 2022. It's very defensive, not too much fun for us fantasy players. But Evan Neal, I think, is outside the QBs, is the best offensive talent, like by far. He's an Alabama offensive lineman, but he's like 350, 360. He moves like he's 300 pounds. He's one of those types like Mekhi Becton was, where it's just like this physical just rarity that you're getting out of him. And so when you have a guy that big and strong that can move that well, that shifts his weight that well, that has, you know, his kick slide is like super quick, he jets out well. I think it's tough for him to not go high. Like, even if he has – a season that's not great, the upside is so big, and I think he's heads and shoulders above the rest of this offensive line class.
Very cool. All right, now let's get a little fantasy centric here. Treylon Burks goes to the Washington football team at 13. He's a big, physical, fast. He seems like he's got some special traits. He's going to be next to Terry McLaurin, maybe with the new quarterback. Who knows? So tell me a little bit about Treylon Burks out of Arkansas.
Sure. If you want to see who the new quarterback is, you can look at round two of a mock. If we get there. So receivers are tough because I think there's a lot of guys vying for that top spot this year. It's not like Ja'Marr Chase was last year. And I think Burks has that best blend of kind of size and speed to me, where he can be an alpha. You know, he can be a number one. And I think we know Terry McLaurin is the number one there. But you know, we have Dyami Brown, you have Curtis Samuel, you have the smaller guys that could play the slot. I feel like Washington's just going to be missing that outside presence. And I think that's what Treylon Burks could give. So I think he can be, I don't think he's a top 15 pick yet. He has to really perform this year, even to be like a first round pick. But I think he's going to, and I just think the upside with those traits, he's going to have his relative athletic score is probably going to be the best or one of the best in this class, and that's, you know, pretty important, all things considered.
I mean, Washington football team can definitely afford to go offense because that defense is loaded with top tier draft talent. All right, the two Ohio State wide receivers, let's talk about them. Garrett Wilson goes 18 to New England. Chris Olave goes 26 to the Green Bay Packers. Tell me why Wilson goes ahead of Olave. Is it due to you think the Patriots just, he fits more there? Do you think he's the better player? Excuse me. Tell me about that.
I personally think Garrett Wilson's the better player. I think he's more athletic than Chris Olave is. It would not surprise me if Olave goes ahead of him. You know, I feel like it's going to be, obviously not to like this high in the first round extent, but a Devonta Smith, Jalen Waddle kind of thing, right? Where Chris Olave is going to perform this year. But he's smaller. He's kind of been around. He didn't declare early. And so I think Wilson could go ahead of him based on the upside, those traits, whereas Olave is more that solid pick that you know you're going to have. But, you know, if you told me, hey, Chris Olave is going to be a top 10 pick, like I saw the future, right? I'd say, oh, you know, it could happen. Like, he could do what Devonta Smith did last year. He's going to make some corners look silly. They both need the new quarterback and CJ Stroud to play well. But I think both these guys are top 50 picks, worst case scenario. And that's, you know, that's rare to have from one school that's not Alabama.
All right. And we have a tight end going top 20. That's Jalen Wiedermeyer. I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, out of Texas A&M, going 17 to the Chargers. So tell me about Wiedermeyer. I know we're going to be the world's a little tight end happy after Kyle Pitts came out this last season. There's nobody going top 10. Jalen Wiedermeyer, is he going to be worthy of early picks for those dynasty fantasy football owners?
I think he could. I'm definitely high on him. You know, on the Debbie Marketplace podcast I do with Kane Fasel, we both feel like Jalen Weidermeyer is very underrated. You know, a lot of mocks, you won't see him go in the first round, but he was kind of overshadowed when he came into Texas A&M. There was a higher ranked recruit in Baylor Cup who came in with him at tight end. Cup was knocked out for the year. Weidermeyer started week one and performed his freshman year. You know, Cup comes back, gets hurt again, was that last year all year, and Weidermeyer got even better. And now Cup will be back, but Weidermeyer's the guy. And the fact that he's kind of carried Kellen Mond, I felt like, in a lot of games last year. Weidermeyer was the red zone target. You know, he moves really well, but he's such a great target. So he's not a Kyle Pitts level. You know, I'm not going to put him there. But if he goes to somewhere like the Chargers, who I think desperately will need a tight end, I mean, that's a match made in heaven in fantasy with Justin Herbert, I think.
All right, the last pick I want to talk about this round is David Bell going 19 to New Orleans. Tell me a little about David Bell. I've seen him. I've been in a few Debbie leagues, and I've seen him. So I've seen Treylon Burks, you know, his price be through the roof. But then I've seen David Bell be pretty close to that. So it seems like maybe there's a little bit of a divide between who these top wide receivers are in this year's class. So what's up with David Bell?
I think that the top four are all kind of in the mix. And I think David Bell's definitely in that mix. You know, Rondale Moore got the publicity, but David Bell was always Mr. Reliable, solid, you know, could get down the field a little more than Rondale Moore did. Definitely bigger size-wise. You know, I think he's listed at 6'2", 210. So he's definitely that kind of outside receiver. So I think there's, just like Treylon Burks, there's big upside with David Bell. Jack Plummer's going to be starting in Purdue. Going to pepper him with targets. Like, I think Bell will perform pretty well. So he could be the first receiver off the board. And there's a lot of people that have him number one. So this receiver class is going to be fun because you're going to get to – we'll kind of see it shake out through the season. And obviously we'll argue in the you know, before the draft about who's going to go where. I think it's going to be an unknown up until draft day.
All right. So now Washington football team, you tease this second round. They're going with Malik Willis out of Liberty. He's a guy that I didn't hear of till about 3 or 4 months ago. As soon as this last draft cycle ended, he was a name that popped up that's going to be the riser, you know, that everyone kind of thought was going to be this year's Zach Wilson. So tell us about Malik Willis from Liberty and how he fits into this draft. What do you think his ceiling is as far as how high he could get drafted? And how you think he fits for the Washington football team?
And he's the player that's number one on my list on my article and draft countdown of the seven quarterbacks that could be this year, Zach Wilson. You know, he's number one most likely. Malik Willis was a high three-star quarterback who went to Auburn. Didn't really jive with the coaching staff there.
Great word. Yeah.
transferred to Liberty. Didn't get to start till last year. And he was very inconsistent. There's some games he didn't play great. There are some games where he played phenomenally. And so you just see the tools. You see, you know, good size. He's six, you know, 6'1", 215, now good enough for the NFL. You see the downfield strength and accuracy. He has that. So he has some of these impressive pieces. Plus he can run and is a very, very dangerous runner. And so I think compared to guys like Carson Strong, Keaton Slovis, some of these other quarterbacks that are getting hyped up a little bit, Willis brings that, that rushing ability. So I'm not really comfortable right now putting any other quarterback in round one other than Spencer Rattler and Sam Howell. And I think Sam Howell still has to play really well to be there. But there will be more. Like, it's not going to be two that's, you know, any more in the NFL. I just don't feel comfortable saying Malik Willis. And I think everyone – the mock drafts right now, I've seen, I'm not exaggerating, 18 different quarterbacks in first rounds of NFL mock drafts 2022.
Wow.
18. Some of them are never going to get drafted, right? They're going to be undrafted. So yeah. I don't want to be that guy to be like, I'm going to put Emory Jones in the first round. So if he's there, I can be like, look, I was right, right? I think that's what a lot of people are doing. Malik Willis could go top five. Like, he could go number one. But I don't think he's shown that yet. The schedule's easy. Everything kind of lines up for him to just blow up and look really good. And, you know, that usually means he'll pop up. So if I had to bet money, on who the other first round quarterback is going to be, I'd probably put my money on Willis.
I mean, you're pretty close. You are very close to having him already in the first round, so that's not too much of a stretch for you. I think it's a tough year to want a quarterback. This offseason is going to be a tough offseason. I think trades and free agency might be the way to go rather than the NFL draft. But 2023, NFL draft, the number one overall player on your board. At the top of this draft, skill position-wise, you got DJ Uiagalelei from Clemson. I'm not sure if I pronounced that correctly. Number three, you have Bijan Robinson out of Texas. Number seven, you have Bryce Young out of Alabama. So we are loaded. Then you got Kayshon Boutte at six, wide receiver LSU. So it's pretty loaded, man. So tell me about these top skill position players, and then we could talk about my guy Malachi Moore, who is going to be in Dallas.
I think 2023 is the year of the running back, really, you know, and I think, you know, DJ Uiagalelei, the quarterback for Clemson, is like, he's Ben Roethlisberger. If Ben Roethlisberger ran a 4.5, you know, like, that's scary. That's crazy. Yeah. You know, that's who he is. And he's an absolute monster, you know, and one of our,
from a guy who watched Ben, like, you're a Steeler fan. So you're not just somebody saying, comparing a guy to Ben Roethlisberger based upon measurables. You've watched him thoroughly, Ben Roethlisberger, and you've watched DJU pretty thoroughly. So coming from you, I accept that.
And we got to see him play Notre Dame, play one of the top defenses and, you know, light him up. I mean, he didn't win the game, but dropped, you know, 30-some points, right? So, you know, so that's kind of the key. You know, I personally think, like, he's going to be a stud. The running backs, you know, Kayshon Boutte is my top receiver in college football. And then the running backs, I think I have four going in round one. I mean,
yeah, Kayshon, you got Tank Bigsby, I saw in there. Who else? We got Zach Evans from TCU and Jahmyr Gibbs from Georgia Tech.
So, like, that, we barely get one a year anymore. And I think it's going to be hard to keep out the running backs. You have guys, I think Bijan Robinson's the best running back prospect since Saquon Barkley easily. And Tank Bigsby isn't that far behind. And Zach Evans, Jahmyr Gibbs have to get better and show something. I think this year they will. And, you know, even the next set, like Kendall Milton out of Georgia has that shot too. He's probably a top 50 back. So I think in fantasy, I've been trading for a lot of high-end 2023 picks because running back's hard to come by. 2022, I don't have any go in the first round. This one, I have four. And then I've been trading for a lot of later 2022 picks because it is the largest class in NFL draft history this year. Over 1,500 prospects because all those seniors could stay in school. So 2021 was the smallest class in NFL draft history. 2022 will be the largest. And what that means is all those undrafted free agents from this past year that we're all hyped up on, or seventh round picks, sixth round picks, they're going to get cut next year because the undrafted free agents in 2022 would have went in the fourth, fifth round this past year. So, you know, something to keep in mind, I think, in fantasy football as well.
All right. So let's talk Malachi Moore. I got my eyes on him. He's your eighth overall prospect out of Alabama. What are your thoughts? Where do you see him fitting in when he gets to the NFL?
I mean, I'm excited for him. You know, you brought him kind of my attention a little bit, right, when I was kind of was starting to watch these guys and you dropped his name. He was used in a kind of a unique way last season. He played mostly slot corner. I still think he's a better safety. That's what he came in as, you know, in high school. You know, he played kind of both. He was that good. But I think he's going to play safety a little bit more this season. I'm interested to see. So I kind of flopped them between corner and safety a little bit in my rankings. I decided
to see. Honey Badger. When the Honey Badger came in as a freshman, he did very similar. He had a similar role to Malachi Moore.
I think it's actually a good comparison. I don't think Malachi Moore is maybe the playmaker that Matthew was, but he's but I think he has that kind of athletic ability and that those instincts, right, to be in the right place. I think we see more of the playmaking skills this year. He's, you know, he's much bigger than Tyrann Mathieu is for sure. So all those things combined, I just think that, you know, Alabama's going to turn him into, he's going to hit his potential with them and be, you know, he, I think he has a shot to be a top 10 pick for sure.
Now, Bryce Young, if you could pick Rattler, Willis, Howell, or Young, who are you taking?
It's kind of a tough question. Like, I think for fantasy football and what we know, I would take Spencer Rattler. I've seen him play for, you know, for a year. I feel good. I think Bryce Young's upside is bigger than anyone on that list. He's playing at Alabama. He's torn up camp. Like, he has it. And it's just, we just haven't seen him play. I watched him play in high school. I haven't seen him play in college yet. I think if he would have gotten the same chance that DJU got and played to start two games, I'd probably pick Bryce Young easily. But, you know, there's that twinge of unknown that you just want to hit on. So, that's kind of exciting. So I would take Spencer Rattler for the safety, but Bryce Young might be that guy.
Brian's in here saying what's happening. What's up, nice. Brian? Appreciate you dropping in, my friend. I appreciate that. It's nice to have people in the comments section. Tell us about Brian. I know Brian's your boy here.
Yeah, and so, you know, we kind of met kind of crazy. Like, he, you know, we were tweeting with each other, and I was going down the Senior Bowl. Brian lives in Mobile, Alabama, so he's been to the Senior Bowl.
If you're listening at home, I'm sorry. So this is going to be podcast, not just YouTube. So I do need to say, so there's people, you know, Brian is watching live, and he just commented. Right. He's with Shane at draftcountdown.com. So Shane's going to tell me a little bit about Brian.
Yeah, so he's been going there since the late 80s, I believe he mentioned on our podcast. So, you know, he's been entrenched in college football and the draft for a long time, and definitely trust his eyes. So, you know, we're starting this together. He's, he's great to collaborate with and knows what he's doing, really, really good, and especially in terms of the SEC and Southern football. I mean, I definitely trust him a ton. So he's the go-to guy for that.
So it's the titles. We're going to be bringing a few guys down to Mobile. We've never done it, and I've never gotten credentials, but I heard it's not too difficult. And you were mentioning you had a friend who goes down there every year, and I'm assuming that's Brian. So maybe me and Brian can link up, Brian. And we'll get together. You could help me figure out how we're going to get the toilets to title screw down there at the Mobile.
I think he just got a new house 10 minutes from the stadium. So he's super close, you know. So I don't think I can offer up Brian, you know, myself. But, we'll force him into it.
You know what? All I need to know is where the good places to eat are. All right? If Brian can help me with that, then we're in good shape, because that's – oh, he knows all the good barbecue spots, he's saying. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, that's like number one. When we went to Canton, I'm telling you, ask Justin, ask Rich, ask Uncle Steve. Like, the first thing every day was, guys, this is where we're eating. This is where we're eating. We went to some good spots. So when I get down there to Mobile, Brian, we're going to link up. We're going to get some barbecue. I'm looking for some pulled pork, man.
It's the best barbecue I've ever had in my life down there.
When I went to college in Gainesville, Florida, and I had pulled pork living in New York. I've had pulled pork. The best barbecue I ever had was walking around tailgating and someone cooking, like, out of the back of their pickup truck, selling, you know, pulled pork sandwiches for $2, like with coleslaw. I never knew you put coleslaw on top of pulled pork sandwiches, and man, it was like phenomenal. So I'm looking forward to Alabama barbecue.
It'll change you. I'll say that.
All right. Hopefully for the good. All right, Shane, week one college football games. So I know week zero is this week. So tell me about the matchup you're looking forward to. Then we'll talk about week one, and then we'll wrap this bad boy up.
So, this week, week zero is not like super exciting. I think maybe there's two decent matchups. I'm going to be watching Nebraska, Illinois, writing that up for the site. No one like super high end, but you know, there's a couple prospects that have some draftable grades for me for them. A lot of offensive line defense. Nebraska has a receiver, Samari Torrey, who transferred from Montana, who has a shot to get drafted. So, you know, I like that one. And then Brian's going to be writing up Hawaii, UCLA, which I think is a little more exciting of a game. Hawaii, maybe not a ton of prospects, but UCLA, you know, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the quarterback there, I think has a shot to be drafted. Definitely a Senior Bowl potential player. Zach Charbonnet, who transferred from Michigan to UCLA, might, you know, split some time at running back. So if we get to see him, I have him on too many Devy leagues. I just shouldn't draft Michigan players, but, you know.
I'm surprised you even mentioned their name.
I know, right? I'm not quite that bad,
you,
I guess.
But you can't alienate like a possible group of listeners to your show and guys who are going to be going to your website. So you got to be kind to Michigan fans.
Yeah, and look, they love football, and I do love the passion. The rivalry is fun, but so I'm hoping Charbonnet can do pretty well there, and UCLA has some good defensive talent as well. So week zero is kind of a dud, as it usually is.
If UCLA doesn't do anything this year, is he gone, or has he just got a free ticket out there?
I think they have to be like really bad. It would have to be like 2-3 wins, or they lose this game or something, you know. I think he's gonna have one more year before he's really on the hot seat.
All right, so week one, tell me some of the matchups that we should be keeping an eye on, the ones that you're looking forward to.
It's good. It's gonna be a fun week. Like, you know, tomorrow will be fun. It'll be nice to watch college football again, but week one is gonna be really cool. So we have Alabama, Miami that I'll be writing up for the site.
That game's got a lot of safeties in there, man. Malachi Moore we mentioned, but you got Jordan Battle, right? And then you got Bubba Bolden.
But yeah, so Bubba Bolden's good. Safeties. And so, yeah, it's going to be a lot of safeties. I think we have 44 prospects for 2022 in that game.
Jeez.
But that's not the highest. The highest is Clemson, Georgia, which Brian will be writing up, which has 45. So just over.
Did you guys rock, paper, scissors?
we had what we needed to. We had a little draft, right? We drafted these games, and then, you know, we make sure to spread them out so we hit everything.
You did it on air. I caught the end of that. Yeah. All right. I recall that. Yep.
So I'm probably going to watch both those games. I'll probably have them both on. You know, I'll be watching everything, but he'll be writing up Clemson, Georgia, which is like, I want to see DJU play. I want to see the Clemson receivers.
Justin Ross look? Does he look healthy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he is backed out, he was 2 years ago. Now we're talking about another receiver, maybe in that first round, if the medicals check out. Georgia is what receiver's going to kind of take over for George Pickens that went down. So I think that both defenses just have a ton of talent. Notre Dame, Florida State is going to be a good game. Mackenzie Milton starting there for Florida State, transferred from UCF. That's going to be a good game. I like Kyron Williams, a running back from Notre Dame, a lot as well. I think he's getting underpublicized. And then I have a Big Ten game as well, Penn State, Wisconsin. I just like some of those like Big Ten scrappy, you know, lines hitting each other kind of games. So yeah, I'll be watching that for sure.
Excellent. I know Penn State's got a safety too, right? Big, a physical guy. I think he's number 5 or number 6. Can't think of his name now. It's not my thing, but keep an eye out. I think they have one of the most physical safeties in the country back there. So I'll try to look up his name and I'll bring him up. If he dominates week one, I can say I told you so, even though
there you go.
All right. Excellent. So, man, we got football right around the corner. Like, what a beautiful thing. Florida State versus Notre Dame. You know, I'm not a big Notre Dame fan, but I do like college football better when Florida State is relative. Oh, look at Brian coming in. Jaquan Brisker.
Yeah.
We should have just brought Brian in here. And next time we do Draft Countdown.
Brian.
Open invite. All right. You're welcome to come. So Jaquan Brisker, so keep an eye on him because I'm pretty intrigued by him. I have him on my list of safeties to watch. That's usually where I start because there's a lot of positions that are hard for me. Like I'll have a list of guys and I'll watch like 3 or 4 of them. I get a little burnt out. But safety is a position. Safety and wide receiver, I can watch those positions all day, you know, all day. So I'm looking forward to him. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the college football season. Hopefully Florida State's decent this year. Hopefully we get good college football all across the board. And we just have a great season. People stay healthy, not too much drama. That is definitely something I'm intrigued in seeing this year. And Shane, I really enjoyed you coming on today, talking about draftcountdown.com. I'm looking forward to looking at your site because I'm one of those guys. I'm always looking at mocks. It's never too early for mock draft season, especially the Cowboys stink, which last year no one was expecting, but they did. You know, I'm going to be on those mocks quite early. We need people like me who, you know, kind of burning the thing down real early, need people like you to lift us up when you give us good draft picks.
There's always hope out there. That's why I love the NFL draft, because it's the only event in football where fans of every team gets a piece of the pie. You know, the Super Bowl's great, but it's two fan bases. This is all 32. So, you know, I love it. And yeah, there's always something to look forward to. So I'm just excited for the site. I'm excited, you know, for this, excited to collaborate with you. You know, we'll have to have you on the podcast at some point, maybe to talk safeties, because safety is so tough to scout with TV film, you know, so I usually have to wait pretty long to get a good handle on that. It's usually close. It's usually one of the last positions I feel like I'm getting right, you know, toward the end. So
with safeties, like, I'm not really a numbers guy or like a spark guy, but I'm a it guy. And that doesn't work with every position, because some guys it's easier to make them look like they have it. But safety is a position I find myself having a better time. Like, I loved Buda Baker coming out. I loved him out of Washington. And when Dallas, you know, we've needed a safety for years. Juan Thornhill, you know, that mm-hmm. went to Kansas City. Like, what a steal. Taylor Rapp, you know, he's doing decent with the Rams, but I liked him coming out of Washington. So, you know, I try to spot it. You need a dude out there at safety, and I love searching and looking for that. But what you should be searching and looking for is draftcountdown.com. I'm going to share that in the show notes. I'm going to share the link to your YouTube channel. I saw you message that to me. I suggest everybody go check that out. Follow Shane on the Twitter at Shane P. Hallam. I am on the Twitter at Coach Sheps. The show is at Toilet Titles. Subscribe to our show. Hit the like button. Hit the bell so you're alerted whenever we go live. We are going to be going live basically every night in season. We're going to help you dominate those fantasy football leagues. We're also going to help you win some money gambling, playing DFS, and it's going to be a lot of fun this season. We finally made it. It is about 14 days away or so, maybe less than that. I don't even know. Thursday's coming up, Dallas from Tampa, and I might tilt early. that's a tough matchup. Dallas out the gate. But I'm already like, this is how sick I am. I'm already thinking, but what if we win? Like, I don't even think winning's good for us. So, like, losing is bad, but I'm like, all right, but what if we win? This is a young team. We could get way ahead of ourselves. It's all about peaking at the right time. Like, this is how sick and twisted, you know, the mind works. I'm like, we should probably lose this game, but we should play close so that we know we're in it, but we have to fight and work. So if we beat them, you know, we might bag it in and then, you know, blow it the rest of the season and never live up to the full potential. But that's for another show, Shane. I know you got another podcast to go on. I appreciate you coming on. Have a good night, everybody. We will catch you all later on.